The intro you just heard was Corporate Avenger with FBI File, and this is Midnight and my co-host,
El Gordo Uno. Welcome to Steal This Radio Show.
All right, if you'd like to be a guest, email us at radio@sh4dow.org with what you would like to talk about. If you have any comments on something we said, or if you'd like us to cover something, just email us at that same email address.
All right. Yeah, we haven't gotten any feedback from the email yet, so start sending some.
Right.
Even flames. Flames are welcome.
Yes, please flame us. Please flame us. Please yell at us for something stupid we said.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start off with what we promised we'd do last episode. We're going to call Pizza Hut.
Okie dokie.
And before we do that, I'm going to mention that we're not calling Walmart because it's 10:30, and they aren't going to be there.
No, that would be kind of stupid. We could flame their voicemail.
Yeah, we could just yell at their voicemail, but that'd be pretty boring.
Maybe. Okay, so Pizza Hut, would you like me to call right now?
Sure.
Okay, let me see if I can figure out this three-way thing.
Do you have the number?
Yeah, I actually looked up beforehand. Surprisingly,
good job.
You know, I did prepare.
All right, I'm going to mute my mic right now.
Okay. Oh, wait, first, what am I saying again?
What?
What am I saying again?
What are you saying again?
Yeah. I don't know. I probably should have paid attention last episode.
You probably should have paid attention.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. All you do is you say that you called on a Friday night,
uh-huh,
and that you sounded really busy, and you ordered a pizza, and they gave you the wrong one.
Okay.
And
I called back, and they said, just next time you order from us, I can get one free.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And tell them it was a woman, you don't know who it was, blah, 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 blah. And the rest is up to your own personal social engineering skills.
Which are kind of weak, but I'll do my best. Okay. Freeway.
And this is just to prove that I'm not going to use any pre-knowledge or friends at Pizza Hut to get me free pizza, which I've done a couple times. And mute goes my mic. I didn't even get the recording of you. What happened?
You didn't get my end of the conversation?
No, you didn't transfer back over.
Oh, God. I suck. I thought I did transfer back over because I put, you know, make new call, and I just talk again, which brought him in the same conversation we were having. But it didn't because it's very gay.
Very
anyway,
gay.
You want to know what was said and everything?
Sure.
Okay, so I get transferred to three different people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first guy I talk to, I tell him what happened. He keeps asking for my phone number. I'm like, well, first of all, you know, and I explain to him, blah, 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 wrong pizza, and I get the next one. So he transferred me to someone else. I explained to them, you know. I got a Canadian bacon instead of a pepperoni, and this lady said I could get one for free. He says, okay, fine. He transfers me back to the first guy, who's like, okay, sir, what would it be for delivery care? I'm like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be no charge, right? He's like, oh, yes, no charge. It's complimentary. So, and he's like, delivery care. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for confirming that. And I just try to hang up on him. But I guess I hung up on everyone. And I never transferred the call in, so you guys heard nothing. So.
Yeah. That was,
lame?
Weird. Very, very lame.
Yes, it was. And I really don't feel like calling back.
No, I'm not calling back asking for a free pizza.
At least not that pizza.
No, I guess that I'm just going to... I'll call before we throw this on the air, and I'll confirm it, and I'll have some fun with him. But...
Okay, let's just skip to whatever's next.
Yeah, let's just...
forget that ever happened.
Skip to whatever's next. All right, so I'm going to be talking about what was on Slashdot this week because I'm horrible at finding content, and I just am so much better at ripping it off of everyone else. Okay, so apparently last week the UK High Court said that mod chips for PlayStation 2s are now illegal, which is really, really stupid. I'm amazed by the lack of intelligence that a lot of people show, because everyone knows that it's the mod chip's fault. And, yeah.
Do you mind if I jump in with...
Oh, no, please. talking. Okay. Give commentary.
Same way with, you know, gun control. Of course, it's the gun's fault, not the user of the gun. You must, you know, put tighter restrictions on, you know, assault weapons and stuff, because they go around shooting people on their own, as we all know. You know, it's just the same way with hunting, I guess, and anything, you know, like that. So.
Cool. I'm not going to get too far into the gun debate here, since you seemed wanted to draw that parably.
It would have helped, you know, if you put links next to these story ideas.
It would have been. It would have helped, but really the articles didn't have too much content.
I can go on a headline. No worry. I'll come up with something.
Yeah, you can go off of headlines. And really, I gave you those titles like a week ago.
Yeah, well, I don't know if, I'll prepare for episodes.
Eventually you'll prepare for an episode, instead of just reading my show notes 2 minutes before and winging it?
Yeah.
And deciding what you're going to talk about 10 minutes before the episode goes on?
I think it works for the best that way. If I think about it too much, I'm just going to screw up, so. If I screw up this way, I have something to blame on.
Lack of preparation. Lack of preparation.
Okay, so, mod chips, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mod chips, there's so much more you can use them for. I mean, they help expand what the hardware can be used for. Like on Xboxes, when you mod it, you can do so much more with the Xbox that goes beyond just, like, ripping off games.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying there, but isn't there a big argument that, Don't these mod chips violate the DRM or something like that?
Yes. So, don't get me started on DRM.
Or one of those.
Yeah,
you know.
Like the DMCA here. I just think that it goes to show that the United Kingdom isn't... It's just about as stupid as the U.S. and technological things.
Yeah. Okay, if you think about it this way, when you turn your Xbox into a little media center to watch, you know, movies or play your quote-unquote backed-up games, how many people actually buy those games? They don't buy them. They just hop on, you know, Supernova or any other BitTorrent site and download the game and transfer it to their Xbox. Same way with movies. A very small portion of people, you know, actually pay for their content. So.
What about the Linux on game console projects?
Well, how many people use their Xbox for Linux? The 13-year-old, you know, down in San Francisco who buys an Xbox mod chip, he's not going to go, oh, let's go install Linux. He's going to be like, let's go, you know, install that Jenna Jameson video that I have so my parents won't find it, you know.
So now you have stuff against porn?
Oh, no, I have nothing against porn. I'm just saying, I'm going to use it, you know. I doubt the majority of people are going to use it, you know, as a learning tool or something that's not going to involve piracy.
Right, but so should we outlaw BitTorrent?
No, but we're talking about mod chips. I mean,
right, but BitTorrent is used a lot for pirating software and downloading that software.
Well, it's,
so why not outlaw it?
It's blaming. It's just peer-to-peer software, you know, on its own. It's not breaking any laws, but it's how people use it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think that you need the law to say that, oh, mod chips are illegal now. The action that they're talking about is already illegal.
But if you look at the majority of what people use it for, it is used for illegal purposes, you know, where people use it to play games they don't own, games they downloaded off the internet. I mean, that just seems like common sense to me. I mean, they're outlawing it because it's being used for illegal things. I mean, if it was being used to, you know, put Linux on every Xbox and this or that, you know, as a learning tool, they wouldn't have a problem with it. But since it is being used for, you know, such illegal activity, they are having a problem.
Yeah, but it has legitimate uses, and that's what's important.
Yes, it has legitimate uses, but people aren't using it legitimately.
Cocaine
has legitimate uses. People aren't using it legitimately. That's why it's heavily controlled.
I'm just going to have to disagree with you on that.
What, cocaine?
No, your entire argument in general.
Okay. I think we're going to agree to disagree.
Also on Slashdot, the SCO claims against Chrysler were dropped in court in 18 minutes.
Yep. I actually read part of this article.
Good job.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, if anyone here knows anything about the U.S. court system, it's amazing to get anything done in a couple hours. For it to be done in 18 minutes, I like this judge.
Well, it's not so much the judge, it's that they hadn't filed paperwork that they needed to file within a certain amount of time, so no matter what they had to say, you know, it became moot, because they hadn't followed procedure, and so they had to drop it.
Yeah, I'll probably talk about SCO later.
Okay. So,
let's just move on to the next one, shall we?
Alright.
IP version 6 was launched on ICANN name servers last week. And apparently ICANN says that they're going to go through 20 years of testing before moving from IP version 4 to IP version 6.
And this is yet another one I didn't read.
This is yet another one you didn't read.
So what's the difference between 4 and 6?
That would take up an entire episode to go over the
Digest, the
Reader's Digest of the differences between IP version 6 and 4. Version 6 is a lot more secure. It uses, it has a lot more IP namespace. I think it's like 2 to the 124th power or something, an insane number of IP addresses. It's a lot more secure. It traces back to the IP no matter what, and it's supposed to be just a lot more secure. I think it has, encrypted. I'm not sure. I haven't read over the stuff on IP version 6 because I'm kind of not liking it. There are a lot of things that people want to do with IP version 6 that I think are kind of crazy. Like, people have been talking about giving an IP address to every person that they're assigned, like in Social Security number. I think that's just loopy.
Yeah. Like an internet identification number. Oh. They can track you across the web.
Yeah. I just don't like it. I don't really feel like I have very much privacy on the web as it is. And with IP version 6, I just think that there's not very much. But there have been a lot of people who have been talking about implementations of version 6 that would be a lot more private and secure. I just
20 years to...
20 years. What really annoys me about the 20 years is really it's just a way for them to say that, well we're never going to phase out version 4. Because in 20 years, we could be on version, like, 10 of IP, if we're even using the IP protocol. Because, I mean, 20 years ago, what were we using for computers? We were still doing VAX, VMS, and Unix. It
1984, didn't Apple have a few computers out?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And in 20 years, we don't know what we're going to be using, and I don't see why they're planning 20 years of testing for an IP version that may last 3 years.
That's your point. And I agree, for one. So.
Good job.
Time on Skill of Failure Show.
And now I'm going to have my own little flame corner here. First, before I start this out, I'm just going to flame one thing at a time. IP tables, the Linux firewall for the 2.4 and 2.6 kernel, rules are a fucking bitch to set up. I've been working on that for the past 3 days, and I think I'm about to give up until I get back to school.
Right on.
And then on to my next flame. Kizzle, the host of Uberlito Radio, he said some very disturbing things in episode 13, and I'd like to cover those. Some of them really frightened me, and they weren't really in character for Kizzle. So I'm gonna ask everybody who's listening to this to email Kizzle, that's K-I-Z-Z-L-E, at hackermedia.net, and tell him your opinion about these things. And if you really want, you can go to uberlito.com and download episode 13, and the first 16 minutes of the episode are complete crap. You can just skip over those. And just go to the 16-minute mark, and you can hear his entire rant about all of this stuff I'm about to cover. And I'm probably going to insert some sound bites into the episode of this episode so that you can get an idea of what he was saying. But I'm just going to cover some of these just directly in order. Okay?
All right.
And you can feel free to comment on any of them.
Okay.
All right. So, Kizzle, this is my message to you Kizzle, you're just a big media whore. Why do you even have Uberlito still? What do you talk about? You just sit there ranting about stupid shit all the time. Some of you don't even have, like, an average episode length. Some of them take, like, 5 minutes to listen to and 7 mags. Have you learned to encode your stuff in decent MP3 format? Okay. Now, Kizzle, you said some very disturbing things about Linux. And you said some very, very disturbing things about Microsoft. So I'm just going to say some things just straight out, and I'm just going to let you live with it.
Linux sucks. Linux is for noobs. Linux is for cheap asses that want insuperior software that's insecure and buggy. Look at all the root exploits that come out every day. See, Linux sucks. The cost of ownership is so much more compared to Windows. Windows, you get updates on time. As soon as bugs come out, you get fixes. You are purchasing software from a company that loves you and wants to take care of you. They care about you.
Linux rocks your bitch ass. Linux is for people who want working software with less bugs and that doesn't crash every 10 minutes. I mean, I can't remember how I handled living with Windows 98 and Word. You'd write an entire report and, like, right as you were done, it'd autosave, and then it would crash while it was autosaving. What is the point of that? The autosave was there so that it would protect you if the program suddenly crashed. And then the autosave crashes the program? What is that? Okay, and then I just need to say that Linux, even though it is free, is worth more than you. It's free as in freedom, not free as in beer, but really, you're not worth the beer either. And I'd also like to add that Windows, since you seem to love Windows so much, Windows is my bitch. It sits there and it does what I want when I want, except when it wants to be a bitch. And it's a bitch all the time. So you can just think about that for a second. And then you said that Microsoft loves us and they just want to protect us. Microsoft is Satan, and you're evil for thinking that they aren't. Microsoft just loves money, and you may get confused with money containing the letters M and E, but I think you just might be having problems. And you said some things about SCO, and like I said, I was going to cover SCO later in the episode, and this is it.
SCO! Yeah, poor SCO. You damn Linux users. SCO is going without right now. They're probably going to go out of business because we're stealing their intellectual property. They made the Linux kernel. They made it. They made half the other stuff on Linux. It's all theirs. They made it all.
SCO is a piece of litigious crap that they just go around suing people. I don't even think they've made an update to their software in the past year because they've been spending so much money on their lawyers to sue, like, IBM. Which, I don't really like IBM all that much because they are a big evil corporation, but at least they're supporting Linux. And they just go around suing all these people who support Linux based on some, like, 4 lines of code that they attest to being in Linux, and yet they don't point them out because somehow that would be giving away their code that's already out in the open. I'm gonna quote something. I can't remember the source of it, but it's, it is hard to prove you are not a litigious bastard after suing someone for calling you a litigious bastard.
Oh, and MPAA and RAA, they're getting ripped off as well, you guys. These guys aren't making very much money. After paying the artists lots of money just so the artists will stick with them and trying their best not to encroach on the little guy, these corporations, they're doing their best not to fuck us over. And what do? We go and we just download their stuff without even caring. We stop. Nobody buys CDs anymore. Nobody buys DVDs anymore. There's nobody in the theaters. There's just... It's a barren wasteland. They're going to stop producing music. And they're going to stop making movies. No, there's no bands anymore that want to make music anymore. Because they're not getting any money, because we just steal from them. That's not right.
These guys aren't making much money? Fuck, how can someone be that stupid?
Tell me, how do I hack Hotmail? I really want to read my friend's email. If somebody could tell me how to hack Hotmail, that would be awesome.
And then you ask how to hack Hotmail. And I'm going to answer it for you. I just want you to go up to your start menu, go to run and type command, and you should see a little black window. And just type ping, that's P-I-N-G, space, slash T, no, not slash, dash T, 127.0.0.1, and then just walk away for a while. And like 3 days later, it'll ask you to input a username, and after you do that, it'll just give you the password. It's really interesting. And I think that's all I'm going to say. His email is kizzle@hackermedia.net. Just tell him what you think. And if you'd like to talk to us about what I just said, it's radio@sh4dow.org. And I think it's...
Yeah. All right, here's what I think. Kizzle, you got served. Okay. My thought on that.
All right.
All right, on to my my interesting talk. Okay. Every hacker, freaker, wannabe, you know, anyone, pretty much anyone who has anything to do with computers, you know, they want a laptop. They want something portable they can take around, you know. So they don't have to keep, you know, getting on their family machine to do this and that. And they don't want their, you know, brother or sister finding BO2K and thinking they have some sort of anal sex fetish. So anyway, with that in mind, in 2002, I purchased an IBM ThinkPad 390E. It was like 333 megahertz, Pentium 2. It's pretty nice. It's just like a basic machine I wanted, you know, to... just do my own crap on.
And I would like to add something. Most people who do use BO2K do have an anal sex fetish.
All right, that aside. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So I got this on eBay, of course, because, you know, I don't have the money just to drop on a new laptop or anything. So I was looking on eBay, and I saw this ThinkPad, and it was minus the drives and, you know, the RAM and everything, but I'm like, okay, I can just buy that stuff later. I paid $130 for it. The guy FedExed it to me, and so about 2 weeks later, I come home. I find this, like, old Amazon.com box, except it's being crushed, so it's, like, an inch or two thick, and so I'm like, oh, fuck, they just, you know... FedEx just owned this laptop. So I take it in, I open it up, and I notice, wow, one of the hinges is really fucked. And it doesn't close right, and the screen's broken. I mean, it's not just cracked, it's crushed. And so, this thing's got no screen, no adapter, no drive, no RAM, no battery. And, so I email the guy back, and I'm like, dude, motherfucker, what the fuck? This is a piece of shit. You just sold me a piece of shit for $130. And his response was pretty much to feed me a bunch of BS and just forget about it. So flash forward, you know, what is it, 2004, 2 years? And I'm going through my room looking for something, and I come upon this pitiful little laptop, and I finally had some money. So I'm like, you know what, I think I will get this fixed up. I don't think it'll be too much, you know. It came out in 99, the laptop did, so it's, what, 5 years old? So I think parts are going to be cheap. Anyway, I look on eBay, I find a screen for $60, and an adapter for $20, and a hard drive caddy for $20, and RAM for another about $15, and the disk drives for $5, and the screen, you know, there to the screen, it was $60. And so anyway, I finally get the thing all together. And the piece of shit still doesn't fit together, right? It doesn't close. You have to keep it constantly open. It's making these weird sizzling noises. The track point, IBM's little mouse on their laptops doesn't work. It just floats randomly across the screen. So the screensaver won't even stay on for any length of period of time. So I have to use Alt and the arrow key for everything. Anyway, I dropped about 230 pieces of shit, and it still doesn't work. So my little lesson is, you know, buyer beware, know what you're buying. Don't buy pieces of shit laptops off eBay. So, yeah.
Don't buy laptops on eBay in the first place.
Well, some are actually working. Just don't buy anything that says parts or fixer-upper, because that means piece of shit. Just, you know, fixer-upper, piece of shit. That's all I need to know.
Hold on just a second. Okay. You had something else to talk about?
Yeah, freaking in high school. I was thinking about turning this into a text file one day, but I'll probably never get around to sitting and typing that long, so I'll just try to do a speaking form. So, I know there's like a lot of younger teenagers out there, you know, you hang out on IFC all day, and, you know, FNET and stuff, and 2600, and you're like, oh, damn, I'm the elitist freaker ever, and you type everything with numbers and stuff, and, you know, you tell all your friends how you can get free phone calls and Redbox and all that. Well, I just wanted to tell you how to survive high school. It's, you know, it may seem fun, and you may gain a certain amount of, I don't know, prestige or respect from your peers when you tell them, you know, you show them how to Redbox, which doesn't usually work anymore, or, you know, Beigebox, and you explain it to them, and they think you're some sort of uber hacking god, and they'll come to you, you know, how do I hack Hotmail, and, you know.
Which was explained earlier in this episode.
Yeah. And things like that, and, you know, you may seem cool, but the administration really notices this kind of stuff. You know, I don't really want to equate this with Columbine, because it's not the exact same situation, but they think hacker, they think, you know, ooh, bad, you know, evil, blah, blah, crazy, you know, whatever. They just see hacker and they think bad thoughts. And so I want to give a little personal story about, you know, why you should keep your mouth shut and only talk to those who already know about freaking or hacking. So sophomore year, two friends and I, if you go to my website, new100mph.com, Venom and No One, we started, you know, new100mph.com, just a catalog, I guess, the stupid crap we'd been doing on the weekends, and it had a little bit of freaking information, but after the first or second, exploit is what we call our little, freaking adventures. After the first or second exploit, there really wasn't a lot of freaking in the show. It was pretty much just us doing stupid stuff. But anyway, on one exploit, this kid we knew from school, me and Venom and Veal, he's sort of like, I don't know, Veal's like sort of semi-religious, semi, I don't know, do you know him?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, semi-religious, semi-druggy, like, you know, that sort of born-again Christian type thing?
Hold on.
He has a lot of...
Hold on. Don't say anything. Who is it?
Anyway, he had a car, which neither Venom nor I had. So one night, we decide, you know, it's like, I don't know, I think it was a Sunday, actually. And we didn't have school that Monday for some reason. I think this was March of 2002. And so we decided to just go out and cruise around and find something to do. And Venom had his BB gun with him. So I think we were driving around just... I don't think we were really shooting it. I don't think it had any pellets with it. But anyway, so we end up near this abandoned airfield near a more affluent neighborhood in our town. You know which airfield I'm talking about, Midnight?
What?
You know which airfield I'm talking about?
The affluent area?
Yeah,
the affluent
area. It's in the hills.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so anyway, we get up there. It's, like, really super foggy out for some reason. And we decide, I have my digital camera with me, so we decide, oh, why don't we take some funny pictures? So Venom grabs Veal and puts him in, sort of a mock headlock and points the BB gun, which has, like, at least a 14 or 15-inch barrel on it. It's plastic, obviously. So he points at his head. We take a few pictures, and we do some other stuff. But anyway, we just all go our separate ways about midnight or 1. And, okay, so fast forward to that week in school, and I start getting, we have this message board on our website, or we used to. And people at school knew about the website because, you know, they knew me or Venom, and we talked a lot about freaking and all that kind of stuff. We're sort of known around the school for, well, not really well known, but in our own grade and our peers and stuff. So anyway, Venom, or our message board. So we start getting these message board posts from someone saying, you know, oh, you guys are fags, you know, we're going to kill you, your website's so shitty, and just stupid shit like that. And so we're trying to figure out who it is. And I look up the IP address of some of the posts, and they appear to be coming from our high school. And so anyway, the next week we try to figure out who it is, and finally it turns out it's some seniors from Venom's shop class who are doing it, because, I don't know, he has a tendency to piss people off. It's just his personality. So anyway, we start getting these posts, and Venom and I think, you know, how can we get these guys back and, you know, just own them? And so we think, why don't we tell the school that we're getting these death threats? Because, you know, the school has to act on a death threat. And it's coming from, you know, the school server or whatever. So we're like, oh, cool, we're going to own them so fucking hardcore. So we take the printouts of the message board in with the IP addresses and everything. And we take it to the school counselor, and he's like, oh, this is very serious, blah, blah, blah. So we meet with the vice principal, who's sort of known around the school as an asshole. But we think, you know, what are we doing? You know, this is... He's going to be helping us. So at first he's like, you know, yes, we're very concerned about this. We'll look into this and let you know what we come up with. So over the next few days, it's discovered who's posting these messages. They aren't posting anymore because I guess they heard about us going to the vice principal. But they take him down to the office. They take away their computer privileges. A few of them were in web design, so they had to fail that class because, you know, they can't do anything with computers because they're barred from the network. And we're like, fucking right on, you know, because these kids just got their asses handed to them by a couple underclassmen. So we're feeling pretty cocky right about then. And when we start getting called in, and they start asking us about our website and about, you know, the content on our website. And so we were sort of wannabe freakers. I mean, I've never been really hardcore. And
you were wannabe freakers.
Yeah. So, I mean, when they ask me questions like that, I just have a tendency to blow it off and laugh, which doesn't go over well when people are like, oh, so you think hacking's funny? You know, and just sort of chuckle and say, I'm not really a hacker. And it's like, look at your website, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. And so I guess one of the kids who got in trouble for posting these death threats had shown them pictures of us out in the field with Venom pointing a plastic BB gun at Veal's head. And, so one day I get called down, and the school resource officer is sitting there, and he's filling out a report. And I introduce myself. I get up and shake his hand. I try to shake the vice principal's hand, but he's being an asshole, so I'm just left hanging there. So I sit down, and he's like, who's holding the Glock to the kid's head? And I'm like, Glock? He's like, yes, the gun. And I'm like, that's not a gun. That's a BB gun. And I'm like, is this illegal or something? And the school resource officer pipes in. He's like, oh, no, that's not illegal. It's just really stupid. And so I'm like, yeah, it's not a Glock. It's a BB gun. And he's like, well, who's holding it to that? And I'm like, yeah, that's Venom. And I use Venom's name because he's already been in there, and he's already told them the same thing. And so they're like, have you ever, accessed your webpage from the school's, you know, internet connection? And I'm like, no. And he's like, have you ever viewed the website? And I said, I said, yes, I have. And he's like, okay. So I go back to class. He's like, oh, you can go now. So I go back to class. I think I was in English or something because we were in the English lab. And I try to log in. I can't fucking log in. So I walk back down there. And I'm like, what the hell? I can't log in. And he's like, yeah, your computer privileges are revoked. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, the terms of use agreement you signed at the beginning of the year specifically states that, you know, you can't access non-school-related or non-education-related web pages, or it's in violation of your terms of use, and, you know, they can just cut you off. Which is bullshit, because the teachers checked eBay auctions from the school connection, and other people had access, you know, our website from the school connection before, and nothing happened to them, but they're just vindictive and trying to get back at us. And so, for the next 2 years, I had no... Well, they finally let me back on the network, like, a week or two later. But I never had an internet... I never had internet privileges ever again from the rest of my high school experience.
Wow.
And I think that should be a lesson to you, wannabe freakers, regular freakers, you know, people who actually have the skills, you know, just keep your mouth shut, because... You know, telling people shit and stuff may seem cool at the time, but it can really fucking cause problems for you later on. So, you know.
You know what I find really funny?
What?
The fact that the entire 3 years at the high school, I checked and posted on hack3r.com.
Yeah, it's just like pretty much one of those things. If your attention is called to you, you know, they'll keep an eye on you, but if you stay under the radar, it's not going to be a big deal. Like, if we had never gone in with those message board printouts or anything, I'm sure I could have coasted through those years at high school, you know, with no problems whatsoever. But, you know, having done that, I was branded as a troublemaker. They actually made notes on both me and Venom's files about that incident. And his said gun, they never changed it to BB gun. So when the new vice principal came in junior year, he thought there was a gun involved. And like I said, I didn't have an internet connection. And this is junior year. We're working on a project that required the internet. So I hopped on my friend's account using his username and pass, and, you know, so I could access the internet. And anyway, the librarian, because she remembered me from the year before, I guess was watching me, and she's like, "That's not your account." And I'm like, "No, it's not." And so I quickly restarted the computer, and I left for class. She didn't say anything more to me, so I thought, you know, okay, I just got caught by a librarian, but she can't do jack because she's a librarian. And so I get called down to the new vice principal's office, who I've never met, and he's like, "Oh, so you were accessing someone else's account, you know, and that violates what's the Computer Trespass Act, or something like that."
No, it doesn't.
Well, this is what he said.
He's an idiot.
It's something like logging into a system you don't have permission to, or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but if
someone gives you a password and an account and permission to log on using their rights, then that's a legal gray area that he has no right
power to do that.
Yeah,
so Mr. I guess I can't give out his name, but
feel free.
Teacher, I really don't want to. But okay, you know the guy who taught business law? Mr. M.
The one that became a vice principal? Or the one that... Oh, no. Never mind. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, him and the vice principal and the teacher were in there. And they're sitting there, like, double-teaming me. I'm sitting in a chair. They're both, like, maybe a foot away from me. And they're like, we've been looking at your file, and we're really interested in this website of yours. You know, what have you been doing with it lately? Because by that point, shortly after that incident last year, sophomore year, we had deleted the website because we were all freaked out. You know, we were like, 15?
Right.
And thinking we're going to get owned or something like that by the cops. So we deleted the website, and, someone's calling. But we deleted the website, and we brought it back, I don't know, over the summer. And so I guess the administration had it bookmarked or something retarded like that. And so they were keeping tabs on our activities. I mean, there's nothing really incriminating up there. But, so they asked me about it. This is unrelated to what actually happened in the library. They're just sitting there asking about my website. They're saying, the vice principal made this really funny comment about Al-Qaeda. He was saying, that, you know, Al-Qaeda recruits people like me so, you know, Osama can, you know, not have his internet use tracked. And he said the FBI would be really interested in something like that. I'm like, yeah, well, the FBI is probably more interested in real terrorists, which really just pissed him off. And so he's like, "Well, you know what you did is wrong, don't you?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't know what I was doing was wrong." And he's like, "Well, you know," I mean, Gordo, he's like, just tell me, you know, what you did, you knew what you were doing when you logged on, and you knew that wasn't allowed, didn't you?" I'm like, "No, I'm not going to sit here and incriminate myself for you." And he's like, "We're not in court, you know, you can just say, you know, you were wrong." And I'm like, "I'm not going to say I was wrong." So he's like, "Okay, well, at this point, I'm going to have to suspend you for 2 days." And I remember the exact day this was, because the project we were working on was for fucking 9/11. It was the 2002, 9/11 of 2002. We're supposed to go present at an elementary school a PowerPoint presentation on 9/11. And while everyone was getting ready to go, to leave to this elementary school, I was sitting here and being harassed by the vice principal and this teacher. And it's like fucking bullshit. He suspended me the day I was supposed to give this presentation. So my group, which I was a part of, I mean, I did have a task there. I was supposed to, like, read flashcards or something like that. And so my group didn't know what the hell happened to me, but I got sent home that day and was only able to inform people later on, "Oh, yeah, I got suspended. That's why I didn't show up to this presentation." And it's just fucking bullshit. More problems just caused by opening my big fat mouth sophomore year. And this kind of crap followed me all the way through high school. I mean, not so much senior year, because I wasn't in the regular day school program, but you just got to be careful what you say.
I'm going to cover some things really quick about what you just said, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Okay. First, I don't even know where to start with insidiousy. If you have a lot of problems with anything outside of school that your principal or whatever disagrees with, and it's done outside of school time, tell the principal to call your parents and just ignore them, because there's really nothing they can do about that. If your parents are willing to fight it, the school has no strength whatsoever about stuff that you do outside of school, unless you're going around doing something stupid like pointing guns at people and putting pictures of it on the internet.
It was a BB gun. But yes, that was the angle they were playing out, was the safety of the school, which they could have trumped up more than they did, I guess. But if my mom, if she was computer literate in the least, I could have explained to her what actually happened, but she hears police, my son involved the police and a gun. She just fucking freaks out. They called her at work and told her it was a Glock. So, yeah, she was pretty hysterical by the time I talked to her at the end of the day. So.
And that, yeah. In fact, I'd recommend to anyone who has problems like that at their high school, just like, if you can't afford to talk to someone to give you legal advice, like, even email people who are older and have been in the community for a while. Hell, email me and just tell us what's going on. And because a lot of the stuff schools threaten you with is just complete bullshit. They don't have the right to threaten you with half the stuff they do. Like, if when they had started threatening, like, the Computer Abuse Act of, like, I think it's 1988. Trespass Act,
Trespass Law, whatever.
I think it's the Computer Abuse Act of 86, is the federal law that they were probably wanting to threaten you with, but they didn't know the name of it.
There's a big printout of it in the English lab. Do you remember?
Yeah, that is the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 86.
Okay.
That was printed out. They really don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because if they're going to threaten you with it, all you have to do is say, so are you wanting to press charges against me for it? And if they say yes, then say, okay, well, then I'm going to need to talk to a lawyer, and you'll probably want to talk to one. And that will usually shut them up immediately, unless you actually did something stupid like hacked into their computers, at which point you should begin kissing ass immediately, because they hold your balls, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just the one thing you never want to do is admit that you did something wrong, unless it's something small and that there's no repercussions for doing that thing wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird, because he kept asking me about that, and I think he was going to suspend me either way. So I think it was just for personal gratification or something.
Yeah,
maybe he wanted to know if I had a conscience or not, which I don't.
And another thing, you don't have a conscience. And another thing is that school records, if they put stupid things in there, you can actually request them. You or your parents can request them, and you can ask for things to be changed, and they have to review those. And if they don't, you can, bring it up to the school board and stuff like that. But
would have been good to know back then.
Yeah, it would have been good to know. And actually, if you want to get that off your school record, you can go in and request it, and request a form to file a change.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that will help someone out.
Yeah. And anything else you want to talk about for that?
No. I think I pretty much said all. And I'm sure I forgot some stuff that happened, but that's about the gist of it.
Yeah. But in general, high school suck ass. They do. College is a lot better, even though my computer science department at my college sucks massive and utter testicles, but that's a rant for another day. I'm just going to say that don't go to Washington State University for computer science unless you feel like being raped in the ass. And
Murdoch will be there in another year.
Gay jokes aside, and we were going to have a guest on tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we were. RF Bandit, you dirty Jew. Thanks for blowing us off.
Yeah, our RF Bandit was supposed to come on and talk about some stuff, but apparently that stuff wasn't very important.
He was more interested in going after his cousin. Apparently he's out trying to win her over or some such, according to
RF Bandit is out trying to mack his cousin.
Apparently so.
Okay.
They're from the South, though, so.
What?
They're from the South.
No, they're from the South. That explains it all. Well, apparently this episode's been about 45 minutes. I guess that's going to be a standing thing. And is there anything else we need to talk about?
If anyone wants to donate a laptop to me, you know, just email me.
Yeah, and while you're around donating laptops, you can feel free to donate one to Noah's how to use one.
Oh, I know how to use one.
Sure you do.
I put this POS together on my own, okay? It's at least somewhat functioning now.
This coming from the person who couldn't figure out how to FTP into my site.
Hey, I could figure out fine. The password wasn't right.
I'm
site banned from sh4dow.org.
Yes,
we can't
access
our own freaking radio show.
And that's because you are my bitch.
No fucking way, man. That's just your server owner, whatever, your web host, just being anal.
Oh, speaking of which, I want to pimp my web host, because they just did the most awesome thing for me. So, I am unemployed for the summer until I go back to school and get my nice financial aid check, and I have no money to pay for web hosting. So I emailed the web host last night, the night before last. Not that it really matters, because you'll be listening to this probably like 4 days from now, today being Wednesday.
I don't know what day.
27th. It's Tuesday the 27th. Which shows that I am unemployed.
Summer night. I just forget what day it is. I thought today was Wednesday, too, when I woke up.
It's Tuesday the 27th. So I emailed them on Sunday night, and I'm like, hey, I'm broke right now, and I'm not going to be able to pay for, like, the next 3 weeks. And so today I just check my email and I get one back, and the site admin is just like, well, that's cool. We can just postpone the billing for another 3 weeks. Just, is there any specific date that you'd like it to be postponed until? So I'm like, cool. So I email them back and tell them, yeah, just a little more than 3 weeks from now. And so they do it, and I don't have to pay my bill for another month. So I'm getting pretty much free web host, or at least it's going to be temporarily free. For like a month. It's www.g3host.net. Awesome hosting. It's a bit more expensive than most people are used to. Like, I think Kizzle was talking about that he uses 99centwebhost.com. It's supposed to be really cheap. G3host has a lot of extra stuff, and they do a lot of configurations for you. Tech support's awesome.
Plus, they're nice people.
They are nice people. And that's really what matters.
Yeah. Indeed.
And apparently they like my hacking site because they don't have a problem with it.
Right on.
And I guess that's going to be it for episode numero dos.
Yes. I guess it is.
Yeah, feel free to talk.
I guess we should give some shouts.
I actually do have shouts to give this time.
Okay.
That's amazing.
You go first, because I have to think of mine.
You have to think of yours? Well, I was going to give shouts to RF Bandit for being nice enough to come on our show and talk, but since he's not here, screw him. I'd like to give shouts to Bosco for giving us the name for our radio show, which we were way too uncreative to come up with ourselves. And just so you remember, the radio show is Steal This Radio Show.
Not to be confused with Steal This Radio, which was a radical feminist radio show, pirate radio show in New York back in the 90s. So.
Yep. And I'm going to this is going to get a little, you know, emotional, but I'd like to give shout to all the people who really have done a lot in the community. And I'm just going to make a really small list here. I have to give shouts to Stank and the DDP for publishing BinRev Magazine and doing BinRev Radio. It's awesome. We would be so disappointed without you. And apparently I didn't give shouts to Stank last week, and he was kind of hurt by that. And he was disappointed that one of our guests described someone flaming Hope Security just as on the DDP board. So I didn't do any research as to who it was, but we aren't going to...
I think it was Biggie or Murdoch.
No, I think it was Biggie who said it, but I didn't do any research as to who was actually flaming Hope Security on the DDP board. And I just want to say that we shouldn't hold the boards responsible, because really DDP, their forums are the best place. I've never seen Hagger forums as good as those. I'd like to give shouts to Lucky225 and Decoder with Default Radio. Really great radio show when they decide to do it. I'm also going to give shouts to Emmanuel Goldstein, the host of Off the Hook and Off the Wall and publisher of 2600 Magazine, because he really has done it forever. And he was the host of Hope, and he's really awesome.
Indeed.
So yeah, that was pretty much my shouts for all the big name people that I'll never know.
Okay. I will give my quick shout out. Okay, I want to give a shout to Not Theory, who runs Bell's Mind, bellsmind.net. Great site. Some very interesting things are going to come out of it soon, and I don't know. It's entertaining. I want to thank the guy, I don't know his name or his handle, who runs Telefreak, telefreak.org. It's a great site. Get yourself a free voicemail box. And hopefully we'll talk about that on a future episode, because I really, really, really like Telefreak. And I don't know, that's it. That's all I've got.
All right. So that's it for episode 2. Thank you for listening. And, yeah. Later.
Good night. Yeah.